Hamlet's soliloquy, otherwise called Gimlet's soliloquy, by Manly Tempest. To pee or not to pee, that is the question. Whether it is better in the flesh to suffer the stings and smart of this outrageous clap, or taking physic against a damned disease, and with it a syringe and it. Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to dose and hiss no more, and by a course of drugs to end the cause thee and the thousand cursed pains sore cocks are heir to drug and pee, to pee, perchance to burn, hey, there's the rub. When we've unrolled this cotton coil, for in that voiding act, what schemes, what smart come, must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of chronic bleed. For who would bear the shame and scorn of self, the doctor's sneer, the boon friend's badinage, the pangs of disappointing stand, the weakened tool, the insolence of whores, and all the spurns the undefiled of him who suffers, aches when he himself might his quietus make with a glass syringe. Who would these fardels bear, the grunt and sweat because of sickly tools, but the dread of something in the dose, some unknown drug whose caustic burn there is no escape, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear the clap as is than brave the pains the syringe brings. Thus, gonorrhea makes us cowards all, and thus the moment's gritty resolution is sickly or with weak timidity, and bold resolves of cleaning out the thing grow weak and faint and tamely die away, and love them in action. Soft, you now the fair Belinda, bitch, in thy wild orgies, be my sick cock, remember.